We're in Siman Shin Samach Gimel Sif Vav. The Mechaber says, Tzarech Shelo Yehi Lechi Rachok Min HaKosel Shel Shotvachim. The Lechi can't be more than three Tvachim away from the wall. Mishnah Berurah says that there's some will hold. The reason is because if it's more than three Tvachim away, then we say that the openings on both sides of the Lechi are Mevatel, the closed area of the Lechi itself. And therefore, if the Lechi will be three Tvachim wide, then it will be Kasher. Because if it will be not being mevutal by the areas surrounding it. However, there are others say that as long as the lechi is three tefachim away from the wall, it's going to be problematic no matter what, no matter how thick the lechi is. And the Mishnah Berurah holds that one should be machmir in this case. Siv Zayin, lechi. A lechi can be made up of multiple pieces that are stuck back together, as long as, once again, it could withstand a wind, as opposed to the korah, which we'll discuss later on, and Sif Yud Zayin, which needs to be strong enough that it is able to hold up a brick on top of it. Here, even if it's pieces that were glued together, it's going to be fine. The Ramah adds, V'lechein, osen lechi misid tachi b'kosa. Therefore, you can make a lechi out of cement or plaster that is stuck to the wall that will act as a lechi. It's something that you added to the wall, and therefore can act as a lechi. Uvavachi zar shalis macha yoser mishalosh laris. However, you just have to make sure that it doesn't get rubbed out, that will no longer be three tfachim from the ground. Mishnah Berurah explains, sometimes you have dogs or other animals that will rub up against the wall. They'll rub up against this plaster. This plaster will go away, it will disappear, and you won't have any more above three tfachim, and it will now be problematic. Because they're going to rub out the area below the three tefachim, and therefore your lechi is not going to be connected to the ground anymore, which will be problematic. This is always a concern when you use a lechi. You have to make sure that you go around, and when you use a lechi in a communal eruv, and you have it up against a pole of some sort, whatever it may be, a telephone pole, so you have to go around and check, because sometimes people who live there will play with it, kids will play with it, whatever it may be, they won't know what it is, and they'll take it off, and this will be problematic. So obviously the eruv always has to be checked, especially the lechis.